traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Breakup sex is also a thing. You have a post here. You said, a wise man once said nothing. He let her vent and then they had sex. Hey, yo, what is up? My name is Logan Paul, controversial YouTube star, boxer, ex-vegan, and now, I guess, podcaster?
What?
Welcome to Impulsive, the most thought-provoking, mentally stimulating podcast on the planet. Also, thank you to everyone who rated us 5 stars on the iTunes store, making us the number one podcast in the world.
Number one in the world.
Really just great. Anyways, wow. Like I said, we are Impulsive, guys. I am here with my roommates. We got Spencer Taylor.
Hey, I like plants.
And we got at Hey Big Mike.
6'3", I like long walks. If you clap at the end of flights, I don't like you.
Whoa. Our special guest today is a licensed psychologist that specializes in sexual health and wellness. She is a certified sexologist and sex coach. I don't know what that means. We are going to dive in. She's been featured in Women's Health, Men's Health, HuffPost. She is the real deal. It is Dr. Shannon Chavez.
Ooh, hey guys, so happy to be here. Hey.
I'm nervous for you slightly because this is our first podcast ever, and literally we're just diving right in with talking about sex in the highest degree. And I really want to talk about everything around it, relationships, breakups, dating, blah, blah, blah. This podcast, quite honestly, is going to be extremely, extremely real. It's going to be more raw than the vlogs, any other content you've seen me in. And it's actually really exciting because this is the beginning of a very long journey. And as we dive into the podcast / audio space, right now we're going to do 3 podcasts a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Leave a rating.
With 5 stars, by the way. Oh, literally only 5. Otherwise, like,
don't leave going on.
Yeah, fuck just off. Otherwise. So I just want to dive right in. Licensed psychologist who specializes in sexual health and wellness. What does that mean?
You know, sexual health is something that affects every single one of us. I mean, sex is how we all got here. And for me, I thought if I was going to be dealing with people, how am I not going to be dealing with sex? So I wanted to specialize in it so I could be prepared to deal with all of the variety of issues that come along with our sexuality, because sex is complicated and diverse and a lot of stuff comes
up. For sure.
So I wanted to be prepared to be able to deal with anything that came through the door.
True. It gets tricky sometimes. I often don't know if I'm even doing it right myself, which actually brings me to my next point. You're a sex coach. What does that mean?
Well, I don't actually see people having sex, but I give them all the skills they would need to have better sex. So it may be improving technique. It may be learning how to communicate during sex. It may be just being able to talk about it and exploring your sexuality. Sex coaching is more solution focused. So here's the problem. Here's how we fix it. Mm.
Interesting. Interesting. So, I mean, so basically if you're having problems in your sex life, You're the go-to girl.
I'm the sex doctor. Yes.
Amazing. So how did you get into this? Because sex is sort of a taboo topic, right?
Can I get 5 minutes, dude? I'm like 5 seconds. I'm so hot right now. Just like having like a little.
Are you having a mental breakdown?
Yeah, I think so. Just got like 30 seconds.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just need like a little bit of air.
I think Mike needs some sex out.
I'm getting performance anxiety, bro.
Yo, Mike just broke down on the podcast
He's got performance anxiety.
He looked me straight in the eyes. You weren't even talking, bro. You said like one word. Like, what's good? Colin, do we continue?
What happened?
I think we continue. Yo, so yeah,
this is common. People get anxiety when we start talking about sex.
No, that's seriously,
one of the most common things that happen.
Already happened to Mike.
I'm here to stay.
Yeah, Mike left the room.
Thank you, Spencer.
You're welcome.
Which is crazy because when you walked in, clearly Mike is the one with the most like big dick energy.
Yes.
And he just left. So what about sex makes people uncomfortable? Like, it's a taboo topic. How did you get into it?
You know, people always ask that question. I was always curious about sex. I grew up in a conservative, Catholic, Latino household.
Were you
sex
Mormon?
Was not, no, I was Catholic. Sex was not talked about openly, but I was curious about it. It was everywhere. I had young parents and, you know, as a kid in the 80s, there, sex was everywhere. So for me, it was an interest.
Did you talk to your parents about sex?
Yes. I had a lot of questions. Whoa. So I'd go to mom and be like, you know, I heard this thing at school today, or what's this? And I got in a lot of trouble for it.
What was that first conversation like?
Yeah.
Well, I remember I heard Wet Dream.
Oh, great.
In like first
Love
grade.
Those.
And I didn't know what that was. So yeah. I asked my mother what that was and she started crying.
Oh,
almost
no.
Every sex talk I had with my mom, she was in tears.
Oh, that's
so I learned right away that sex made people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But for me, it seemed like something so natural. I mean, everyone, that's how we all got here. It's what we all have in common. But people, you know, are so uncomfortable talking about it because there's so much shame around it. There's so much stigma around talking about sex and how you should do sex and what it's like. But I think it's a part of our identity. No matter what type of sex you're having, it's a part of who you are.
True. Mm. True. It's a very interesting perspective. Me, I'm very open with my parents. To be honest with you, I'm probably too open with my parents. Don't really give too many shits because, you know, I think part of our relationship is the fact that we can talk to each other about whatever. Spencer, I know.
Yeah.
Is you
not so open. My parents didn't have that openness, I guess. So I am curious as to how like education and parenting, you know, affects that conversation that you've seen.
Well, you know, they probably didn't have a great sex talk with their parents. I know for my mom, she said sex was never talked about, even to this day. I remember my grandmother first came into my office and she said, why would anyone want to be a sex therapist? So even in our culture, it was something that, you know, is that something that people do? But I think the talk varies depending on your culture, depending on your background, depending on the age of your children.
Are you active on social media?
Not so much.
Okay. Well, there's this thing happening right now called No Nut November. Are you
no
aware?
No nut as in nuts.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. No. You can have nuts. You can still have balls. You can eat nuts. But you can't like
it's a challenge that people are doing.
Yes, exactly. And I'm actually participating in it. Is that healthy to just store up all the nut?
Actually, no, it's not healthy.
Fuck,
the more you masturbate or stimulate and have ejaculations, the better your prostate health. So there's a lot of information about abstaining from masturbation. What I recommend is as long as you're masturbating on a regular basis, make sure you're varying it. Different ways that you're
like
doing
upside
it.
Down?
Yeah, upside down, like sideways, down. Different techniques and ways that you're conditioning yourself to not only have a one-way track.
This is not a joke.
Stimulating your body.
I should masturbate upside down. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, try it.
This is incredible.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Never done that.
Breaking news.
You're absolutely blowing my mind, Doc. So let me push that one step further. 2 months ago, I had a boxing fight. Trained 6 months for it. The result was a draw, but I had heard somewhere along my training camp, you can't have sex. You can't ejaculate a month before the fight. And even I got like paparazzi'd a couple times and they asked me, cause it's like a rumor, like that athletes like don't have sex up to a month before their big event. And I did not. And I had a girlfriend at the time. It was very difficult, very difficult. Is that true or false?
Because there's a lot of mixed information about that. But the interesting thing is, did you notice a difference? Did you have any impact in your performance because you didn't stimulate? I think it's more of a mental experience than
I think
it is
so
physiological.
Sort of like a placebo effect,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Because I don't know, right? Like here I am training my ass off. And like, quite honestly, all I want to do is nut. But I can't because I heard about this thing. Like, doesn't it decrease your testosterone?
Not necessarily. So ejaculation does not decrease your testosterone.
Mike's
There's
back.
A lot of myths around it.
Hey, Mike, why don't you sit down?
First episode, I got a little heebie-jeebies, my bad.
Hey, it happens. It happens. So she's not a fan of No Nut November.
I'm not either. I'm not participating in it at all.
You know what else Mike does not participate in? My man doesn't wear condoms, quite honestly. Like,
we need to change that today.
That's not like always true. Just like, I would say like 99.9% of the time.
But that's an issue too. I hear this a lot from my male clients. You know, a condom, it doesn't feel the same way. These are all issues that I think you need to deal with. There's a different sensation, obviously, when you wear a condom, but it's
there's like no sensation. It's not a different sensation. It's just not, I'd rather not have sex.
Like, I recommend masturbating with a condom if you really have an issue with it. So you can start getting used to the experience of wearing a condom, so it's not an issue.
But I don't want to get used to the experience of wearing a condom. I want to not get used to that experience at all.
Then you're probably going to get an STI.
Well, STI is the
sexually transmitted infection. So we don't call it disease. We call it infection because most of them are treatable. Most of them, Mike.
I like the concept of condoms, like, and listen, I want to encourage the concept of condoms. Like, it's a great idea, like, as an idea and as a concept, but like, it just, I don't know, like, but the thing is, listen, I don't want to condone like that practice. Like, I just,
I want
people to be safe out there and stuff, but like, I just, I don't know. Like,
well, look, contraception.
Just hate them.
Yeah, I understand. And
there's different types of condoms.
What about those?
You have to try them about Skin, which is a good brand. It's not latex. It's very thin. No free and plugs. Still really great.
No free brand deals. So I'm just kidding.
Just a personal favorite.
I'm just kidding. So, okay. But contraception in general, it's very important for those of you listening. Yes. Please don't take Mike as an example. You wear a condom, wear any sort of contraception. What about those? They're dental dams.
Yes,
because that's a thing. Dam, like, can you explain to me what
a dental dam is? A piece of latex that you lay over the vulva, which is the female genitalia, and it is a protective barrier.
Sounds like a nightmare.
Skin.
Sounds like a nightmare.
You know, honestly, they are probably not the most attractive looking thing, if it comes to safety, you'll just work around it.
Hands off of the dental dam.
What about just having one partner? You know, like
monogamy?
Like monogamy. Like, I'm not really good at.
Well, if you are going to go towards a monogamous orientation in your relationship, I just recommend you both get tested so you don't have to worry about it.
How often would be?
Well, safe. If you're monogamous, you don't have to worry about it. But if you're out there in the field dating, and I recommend at least every couple of months.
Have you heard this? You cannot get an STD if you never get checked.
Fact. Yes.
Is that true?
What do you think? Obviously, you wouldn't know about it.
You can't get an STD if you don't get checked.
There's a lot of STIs that are not when you're getting tested for. For example, HPV, human papillomavirus. Men, it's almost undetectable for men to get treated or to get tested for that. So they're big carriers for that.
Oh boy!
And it's one of the number one causes of cervical cancer for women.
Ugh. Wow. And just for the record,
so you probably all have it. No, oh, so that's
okay. Hey, all right. Listen, I like
that.
We'll
be doing swab tests after this podcast. No!
See, that's one thing I am responsible about is I get tested constantly. I keep a printout of my results next to my bed. So like when I come home from the bar with a girl, I'm just like, yo, what's up? I want to like review my results from last week.
This is amazing.
That's an example for everyone. I mean, we should get comfortable talking about it.
But also wear condoms once again. Like,
right.
Yeah.
You want to be open about getting tested and asking your partner to get tested.
I do want to say for the record, we are all clean because we did get tested. We know, because otherwise I'd be slightly scary.
Yeah, so keep sliding in those DMs. We're all what?
I have a question about that.
Yes.
DMs. Great little
segue.
Okay. DMs are often a great way for people to connect, right? Mm-hmm. Same with like dating app.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
What are your thoughts on dating apps? Because I was just in a relationship. I got out of it. I took my time to be depressed and emotionally unavailable and do nothing for about a month. and a month and a half maybe. And then I hopped on this dating app. And the dynamic of dating apps is so intriguing to me. I've never met up with anyone on a dating app. And quite honestly, I don't think I ever will. It's odd to me. Do you have an opinion about dating apps and people meeting through the internet?
I do, because again, you're looking at photographs of people, you're looking at a profile, and maybe you're making judgments about who that person is. So you may have this fantasy in your mind of who that person is, and then you meet them in person
and they suck.
They don't meet your expectations. And that's because dating apps, I think, are feeding into this fantasy of ideal partner, and people are putting out their best self, and then you meet them in person and they're completely different than who they say they are online, or their picture is old, or, you know, again, they're putting out there what they want people to see, but then they can't have a great conversation when they're with someone in person, which is an issue too.
Yeah, that happens all the time. I feel like that's like even prevalent on Instagram too. Like, you have people that look a certain way on Instagram, and then you meet them in person, you're like, well,
oh yeah, it's a real life catfish. Yeah, no, yeah, it's true. Just like I'm strictly talking about like what you said. It's like you see these people on dating apps, and you're really only judging them based on what they look like
and their bios. Like, and of course I mean, sure, bro,
but everyone's got like a clever bio, like, oh, my friends put me on this app, or like something.
I'm kidding. Anyways, you know, I don't read the bios. You've seen me swipe.
By the way, Mike swipes right on everyone.
Yeah, because I have an issue with the swiping culture too, because again, you're basing swiping it off culture. Of the picture and
terminology.
Swiping culture.
You know, the picture probably isn't, you know, who is the person based on the picture? And a lot of people are putting pictures of, you know, their bodies and, you know, no shirt on. And that's just, you know, that's ridiculous. That's not showing people who you really are.
That's why I judge by like a much more impactful unit of measurement, which is like likes and comments instead, you know, which is
popularity on social media. Yeah.
Because like, if you go by the picture could be fake. The engagement's real though.
So. Nah, it's he's being facetious, but it, like, okay. So like, all right, you got Tinder, right?
Yes.
Tinder. Mike.
Shout out Tinder.
Mike.
Shout out Sean Rad. What's good? See ya.
Mike is an avid user of Tinder. You use Tinder, right?
And Tinder for hookups, Bumbles for short-term dating, Match.com for the long real-term thing.
Is this true? My dad uses Match.com.
Yeah, he's looking for love.
Really?
Yeah, GP's trying to hook it up.
I would say Match is for a little bit of an older generation. Mm. I think millennials are all about Tinder, Bumble, Coffee Meets Bagel. I mean, there's all
coffee
these
Coffee Meets Bagel, bro. Have you tried Banana Meets Muffin?
That's a really new popular one.
Fire, dude. Fire.
Wait. Match.com, does this work? Do people match and like get married?
Yes, I know. Actually, I know a handful of couples that got married off of Match. I know a couple, a good friend of mine, their first date, after their first date, they never spent a day apart.
That's
and now
amazing.
They're married. What, 7 years now married?
Ready for this?
It happens. Yes.
My sister, my older sister, met her current husband on Match.com.
Jesus.
So
Jesus,
mother.
Yeah. And they have Baby Chase now, and he is awesome. And so are they. I mean, it's great.
Shout out, Baby Chase.
Shout out, Baby Chase. 3 months old. I hope you're not listening to this. Watch Sesame Street.
I think it depends on what you're looking for. If you go into online dating and you know what you're looking for, then you're going to be able to weed out all these people like Mike that maybe aren't interested in finding a relationship. I'm just gonna pick on you.
Please do. No, please do. No, please do. We all pick on Mike. It's
you asked
great.
For it when I came true. In today.
You did. You gave her a hard time when she walked in.
You're gonna get it.
The doc said when she walked in, she's like, wow, there's a lot of male energy here. We're like, big energy.
BDE, as we call it.
So, okay. Dating apps. Yo, I'm gonna open up here. It's a little bit of a story time. So I hopped on this dating app. It's called Raya's
Evan's dog.
Raya's the name of.
I've not heard of that one. That's
Wait,
a new
whoa.
One.
Whoa,
I've heard of that one.
You should in Beverly Hills.
Please tell me.
Check it out. This is
Raya,
not
Raya.
Raya.
Yep. Raya.
Raya.
Okay.
Raya. This is not a brand deal, by the way. I'm not getting paid. You guys, because I'm gonna send you an invoice. Raya. Apparently, okay. So this is an app. It's a dating app that is it's exclusive for people in the industry. If you have like an image or a reputation or do some kind of artistic work,
it's like a celebrity only dating app. True. You need to be approved for it.
Right? You have to get approved.
Yeah, like a heavy way.
And like you've never heard of this?
No.
So, okay. Just like Tinder, just like the other dating apps, you put your pictures up and you put a song under it so people can be like, oh, like he likes Queen. Like,
great song.
Must be a great guy, right? So I signed up for this after I was done being depressed.
Wait, you got approved for it?
Yeah, man.
Because low key, I got denied.
Did you really?
Well, what happens is you get entered onto, like, you're on the waiting list. Like, we'll let you know when you're approved.
They never.
Guess what? I've been on the waiting list for fucking 16 months.
Dog, bro. I've been approved for like three, 4 years. I've had the app. Then I will match with these girls. And I never have the balls to meet up with them. It's the weirdest thing to me. Like, I just, like, I'll do it and just because it's, like, interesting. But I could never actually meet up with someone I found on a dating app, which is weird. I don't know if it's, like, a personal problem I have or if I don't, like, have the time or whatever it is. But one day, I went to go log on to the dating app. And I got a screenshot. Actually, let me find this here.
So you communicate with women on the app. So you'll email or text or what's the main form of communication?
Same setup as Tinder or Bumble. Just
but you're not swiping.
You are.
You are swiping.
Yeah, you're moving quick. Yeah, for sure.
But how do you match? How do you find someone that you want to communicate with?
I think it's the same concept, but it's just the...
just celebrities.
It's celebrities. Okay. Yeah,
celebrities only. Yeah, exactly.
Very interesting.
Yeah, but I
what's the whole idea of the song? Just to show your musical interest or what's...
What would you say the idea?
It's like to give you like it's like to like
show
introduce
a little bit of your
personality.
Vibe.
Yeah, exactly.
I kind of like that. I kind of like because music, I think, is a big important part of relationships.
No, it's definitely cool. So check us out though. One day I came on it, and by the way, I had been on it for 2 days, and log on, get a message, pop up screen. It says, Raya's community managers conduct periodic reviews regarding membership renewal based upon our current community engagement guidelines. Raya has decided not to.
Holy sh!
Bro, hold up. Did not finish their sentence.
Renew.
Down. No. Raya has decided not to. Thank you for your support and involvement.
Wow.
Got denied.
Not denied. I was in.
You're in. Okay.
I got revoked.
Revoked. But yo, Raya has decided not to. No period, no comma.
And not even like...
Not to what, bro?
Not to what? Not to thank you for your support.
Yeah, not to thank you for your support.
Here, can we get a close-up of this?
And also, not even like the team at Raya. Raya decided that. Like the app is an automated decision maker.
I think...
Judge, jury, and executioner. Like,
yeah, I'm not a big supporter of this type of...
I know it's same. I think someone, my guess is someone at the company like really doesn't like me or maybe even Jake and just like, yo,
maybe someone you dated and it's just like getting revenge. You
thought about it.
You pissed off the wrong person.
Wow, dude. See, that's the thing about this podcast. You never told me that story and you tell me pretty much everything and you never told me that.
It just, I don't know, bro. At first I was like, what the fuck? This is weird.
You like pounded your chest.
Yeah, I was like, testosterone just flowing out my body. But then I was like, this is great for me because I should not be on a dating app, quite honestly. Like, I just got shit to do.
Well, if you're not meeting the people anyways, what's the point? Like me,
I was intrigued.
My thought on it is that there's like a certain amount of like recklessness in meeting people that you've matched and never like you match these people, you're swiping through, you match people in like 1 second and you're like, yo, I want to meet up. I'm like a little reckless. So like I meet people all the time. Like I'll match them and be like, yo, you want to get a drink? Yeah, sure. Me, let's do tequila shots. Like I'll just meet people at the bar.
Yeah, man. I can't do it.
It's weird though.
You know what?
I think it becomes compulsive. So you're just swiping just for the enjoyment of it, with no real need no real desire to actually meet anyone. So I'm just doing it, you know, because it's making me feel good. It's boosting my ego, but it's not actually getting you. You're not actually looking to date anyone, which is the problem.
Building off of that, what do you think is the best way to handle relationships in a healthy way?
Can you be more specific?
In regards to finding a new relationship.
Oh, I'm all about in person. I think everyone should meet organically in person because when you meet in person, you're reading facial cues, body language, there's pheromones, which are these chemical messengers.
Is that the thing that helps us attract
when you a mate?
When you smell, like when your partner has like a smell and you love that smell, yes. Right? You like smell her hair
But it's not an actual scent. It's actually a chemical, but that it evokes certain emotions.
That you've linked to that person
exactly,
who you love.
Because not everyone's smell is going to be attractive to everyone. Specific smells can be more attractive to certain people depending on your pheromone match.
Yeah.
So there's a whole science behind it. That's sort of the biology of how we attract people.
I had a girl tell me one day we were like talking and she goes, let's see if we like each other's scents. And she came up and smelled my hair. And at first I was like, this is kind of weird. But then I was like, but she's kind of right. Cause you know, it's important. You like hug your girl and you smell her, like her neck and her hair. And she's like, oh
yeah, totally.
Low key.
If a girl said that to me, I wouldn't talk to her ever again.
When people are fighting in relationships or on the verge of divorce, their smell becomes offensive.
Ooh,
so really? I noticed that a lot. Ooh, I hated the smell of his breath. Everything was terrible. Wow. It's, it has a lot to do with when they're about to disconnect.
You don't want to be with someone who's stanky.
No, absolutely not.
You hate to see that.
Hygiene is very important, especially as we're talking about
that
sex.
Could be, that's like a huge, like, that could be like a deciding factor, like from like moving on from like a one date to like a relationship. Like if a girl I'm talking to or like hooking up with has bad breath or like,
oh bro,
it's like,
I'm out.
I don't even really want to tell you. Yeah. Like, I just want to just leave. Like, I got some gum, a toothbrush.
You should probably tell her. Someone needs to tell her.
Yeah. Someone's got
to
tell.
Yo, like, I'm going to tell her right before I tell her, like, to leave. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to tell her and be like, yo, if you freshen it up, maybe this can continue. Like, I'm going to be like, yo, here's.
Slip her a note and put it in her purse.
Like, no, I'm going to put it in the Uber. Like, I'm going to give the Uber guy the message to deliver on the way home. Yo, can you get a toothbrush, please?
Mm. Apparently, I have a looped hair at the top of my head.
Oh my God, it looks ridiculous.
It's sticking straight up. Why did no one tell me this?
I don't know.
I got you, bro.
I didn't actually notice.
Can someone help me?
No, wait, can you stand it straight up,
hey,
Sven?
Shout out to Danny for letting me know. And also, man, fuck y'all. Why don't you just tell me, bro?
What's wrong with these guys?
I was so focused on your beard.
Hey, what's good?
Danny, is everyone else looking okay over here?
No. Do I still look sweaty after that panic attack earlier?
Speaking of like scents and like, you know, that kind of thing. And I don't want to bring this up, but I do think it is important. I have a problem like pooping in front of girls, like, to be quite, I'm just gonna put it out there.
No, I appreciate your honesty.
Like, I won't, like, I, like, quite honestly, I won't do it. Even in a relationship, I will not do it. The amount of times I've escaped my own house to go poop somewhere so a girl or girlfriend will not see me is unprecedented.
Quick it's note ridiculous. On that, he just shows up randomly in me and Spencer's rooms in the morning sometimes. Like, I'll have a girl over and he'll pop through the door and be like, hey, what's up, guys? And then just goes in the bathroom, closed door. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, he's got, you know.
But I'm not the only. Yo, this. I'm not the only
no,
one with this.
No,
you're not
the only
one. You're not alone.
I know I'm not.
For sure.
I know I'm not because my friend told me.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you, bro.
Men and women do it. Yes. Men and women have this issue.
Are you like that too?
I'm comfortable. I'm married though, so.
Yeah, that's a huge difference.
What's that like? What's that like, by the way?
Marriage or pooping while you're married? which one specifically are you asking about right now?
I'm talking about marriage because, like, I'm slightly bored with life and I'm really thinking about that type of thing, mainly because I want children.
Right. You know, I think marriage, if you're going to get married, like my husband and I did, you have to make your own rules. You have to do things according to what work for both of you and not the traditional, you know, these are the identities of husband and wife, because that's not really where we are now in our culture.
Truth.
So my husband and I are both business owners. We're very busy. We like to do different things. So we don't require each other's attention all the time. We have a lot of independence in our relationship. And I think that's what makes it work.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's your husband do? I'm curious.
He's a restaurant owner.
Okay, very cool. Very cool. So, all right. So, y'all are, like, comfortable. You're cool with each other.
Right, because we made our own rules. So marriage works for us, and I find our marriage successful because we do it our way, and we don't care about what anyone else thinks. And because of that, we respect each other and we communicate well.
Yeah.
So I think if you are going to get married, you want to make sure you have that level of foundation in your relationship first.
That's
good
beautiful.
Communication, honesty. You can let your partner know what your needs are.
We need a game plan for this man.
Yeah.
Logan here.
He's so impulsive though. Like impulsive, whatever you want to call it. Like you'll give him a game plan. You're like, all right, here's the deal. Like, here's your strategic plan. Like you've got this nice girl, like things are going well. And then he's just like, I don't want a girlfriend.
Nah,
like,
I just got stuff to do.
Maybe you're not ready.
He's definitely not ready.
Commit to that type of that level of relationship.
Okay. I'm not, you're right. You know what I am ready for? A child.
Oh my God.
I want a kid.
Oh my
God. I want a kid so bad.
Shut up.
Can you imagine, bro, just a little Logan just running around just tearing shit up?
Yeah,
but here's the thing.
You can have a child without having a family. Do you want a family along with that?
It's like a surrogate.
I might get a foster kid. Yeah. I might get a foster kid. I swear to God, I might get a Maverick foster kid to just come be our boy who we raise to just own the world.
I'd be down for that.
Is there like a bridge between like a pet like Kong and a kid? Like, is there one step up that's like one step below? Like, my mom gave me a plant, for example. It died within, I don't know, 3 days. Like, that was my first test. Failed completely, just horribly. So then I didn't even make it to the cat or pet stage because the plant just willowed and just died. Like, he already has completed the pet stage. Like, what's next between that and a kid?
Well, I think if you really want a child, maybe you should spend time with a baby or a young toddler just to see, you know, babysit for a day and see how it is, just to see the responsibilities that go along
baby
with
Chase.
Baby
Chase?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Baby Chase.
I don't know. So, okay, I'm not going to lie. We stalked your Instagram a little bit.
Okay.
And you have some fun things on there.
Incredible.
Can I tell me what you like.
Okay. All right. So check us out. You posted a picture. It says morning sex. And you said, I'm smiling today because of morning sex. The best start to a Monday.
Yes.
Guess who else loves it? Me.
Logan.
I love it.
I think more people should be having sex in the morning because at the end of the day, you're tired. You're thinking about sleep in the morning. Both men and women, their testosterone levels are the highest and that helps with desire.
Yep.
Wow.
And you're well rested. You should be at least, and you're feeling good in the morning.
Yeah,
if you've had a good night's sleep.
No, absolutely.
So, I know very well not to go near his room like around 10 a.m. like when he has a girlfriend and stuff, you know, because he's just getting it going.
I just get tired at night. I'm so tired. Yeah, I'm so exhausted.
Same here.
And I wake up in the morning. I'm just like, yo, Monday, let's fucking go.
One thing I'm curious about: how do you deal with the whole breath situation? Because
fun fact,
to me, I found it's a mutual thing. If you're kind of on the same page about it, you stay away.
Can I answer this? And then I want to hear your like actual answer.
Yes.
Me personally, bro, I drink 3 gallons of water a day. Every girlfriend I've ever had is upset that my breath does not smell
in the mornings
ever because I'm so hydrated. There's not anything happen. So like, that's also why, because I know I'm like hygienic. I'm ready to go. I'm fresh. So, but like morning breath is a thing.
Right. I usually recommend, and this is what I do. You just brush your teeth first and then jump back into bed. So I've done that multiple times.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Very, very simple.
Or you just focus on oral sex.
Ooh.
Oh, another big favorite fan of Logan for Logan.
Big fan.
Yep.
Another one of these. This is like two parts. Sure. You said you make my soul come. And also you have one that says my favorite sex position is the one where they are down to grow with you as a person and care about your mental health and well-being.
Yes.
How much greater is it when you like love someone when you have sex versus just like a random hookup?
Well, I think love is a type of connection that activates your mind, body, heart, and soul.
Does love exist?
Absolutely. There's different forms of love. I mean, I'm sure you all share as friends a form of love.
I hate these guys. I really do. I hate them.
We're paid to be here.
But love, I mean, love is powerful. Back in the early days, they used to think it was a mental illness because of what love causes you to do. It causes obsessive thinking, difficulty concentrating. And so, you know, I think love is one of the most powerful emotions.
See, it's funny that you say
that. That's why it's really what it influences our behavior too.
It's funny that you say that. I also think like in my opinion, it depends on like the people involved. I think some people are able to just separate themselves from like feeling an emotion and just have sex. As much as I'm kind of random when it comes to like relationships and like sex, I thoroughly see the difference between sex with someone that I genuinely care for and enjoy their company outside of sexy time. It sounds so bad, like weird, but like I'm able to like get into it so much more when I have that genuine relationship with someone. And I know that's how this dude is. And
it is a big difference for me. Like, I'm not like the horniest dude in the world. So when I have someone I can like actually connect with, it's just that much better. You know,
I think love helps you let your guard down.
Yeah,
you feel more vulnerable and you're not so much in your head. You can just relax.
What about soulmates? Do you believe in soulmates? Is that a thing?
It can be. I believe people can connect and they can feel, you know, they can feel like best friends. They can feel like partners for life. They can feel like they've known each other in another time and place. I mean, I really believe that can happen.
You just described pretty much me to the T. That happened in my last relationship, and
It's you know, it's tough. It's tough because I'm sorry. I mean, there's nothing over there. I'm just looking.
Is there something flying around? Yeah.
But okay,
a soul.
Breakup sex is also a thing. You have a post here. You said a wise man once said nothing. He let her vent, and then they had sex. Is that like that's breakup sex?
Well,
or no, that's makeup sex.
Makeup sex. I'm sure people have breakup sex too, but makeup sex is, you know, having a fight or a disagreement is an arousal state. So arousal is what triggers into sexual desire or sexual. Any arousal can be either sexual or emotional arousal that can lead to sex.
What about fighting with someone makes you horny? Is that like kind of fucked up?
Yeah,
that's an arousal state.
When I was fighting KSI, in no way was I horny. I just wanted to beat the shit out of him.
But I'm sure you wanted to do something after the fight.
No, man, I went straight to sleep.
I was concussed. Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes those fights create so much passion. Those fights can create so much passion that it makes you want to have sex with
what
your
about
partner,
this?
Even though you can't stand them, or you hate them in the moment.
He was giving all of us an interesting look. After the fight, I
agree with that. Even during the fight, I think he was not paying attention to the fight. He kept looking up, and he was like,
"Not true." So, all right, here's the thing: females are complex creatures as hell, bro.
Not really, man.
There's some basic things that you need to know that can help.
Ready? Here you go. Mozzarella sticks. Done, bro.
First is, if you make a woman feel desired, like she is the object of your desire, that can trigger her desire. So if you're waking her up, instead of just jamming it in, as he said, you want to maybe kiss her passionately, tell her she's beautiful, sensual, be loving. That can trigger her desire, and then she's going to want it more.
I heard one of the girls I was involved with told me that the foreplay actually begins when the date starts.
Oh, yeah.
Like at dinner.
Oh, yeah.
First thing in the morning.
What?
Yes. Yeah.
That's not foreplay, that's just life.
That first communication, like, but all of that plugs into how you're feeling about your partner later that day.
Interesting.
So, but yeah, I agree to that. You know, if you're on the date, it starts right away. What's happening in that interaction can determine what's going to happen later that night.
Compliments.
For sure. It just seems so obvious to me, though. I like to do things that are like slightly creative or like special, you know, that like maybe only you and the girl understand. So it has inside little like thing that like only you two are going to connect and understand and vibe together on.
So Logan has an issue with compliments.
No, I don't have an issue with it. Here's my issue. Girls, all the girls that I will ever be with will stimulate me both emotionally and physically. So if I see a girl and she's beautiful, like, quite honestly, she knows she's beautiful. So I'm only going to tell her she's beautiful if I feel it in the moment and it's coming genuinely from the heart rather than.
How come you never tell me I'm beautiful?
Yeah. Well, no, I do.
Tell me I look beautiful.
No, I do it. Mike, I tell you you're beautiful all the time. I just want to mean it. You know what I'm saying?
What about flirting? I mean, flirting is sort of that way where we can give compliments and we can make someone feel good. And we may not necessarily mean it, but it can make the person feel good and it feels good for you too. Do you flirt?
I love flirting, but I'm good at it. What makes me good at it is like everything I do is like, it's authentic and genuine. That's why I'm saying, like, if you tell a beautiful girl, like, I think you're beautiful, like, shut the fuck up. They've heard it. You know, like, to me, I just,
do you think that humor is the number one way to a woman's like soul or heart?
Not necessarily. Some women don't like humor. Yeah. I think it has to do with personality. A lot of women do, because if you make someone laugh, it feels good. Yeah. And people like to laugh.
Laughing is really great medicine. That's his number one asset.
I think all three of us though, too. You know what I'm saying? I think like humor, like it breaks ice on first dates. It keeps life fun on second, third, and 50th dates. And it, you know,
girls love to laugh.
Yeah.
Everyone loves to laugh.
Yeah.
But you have to read the situation. Obviously, if you know, she's not into it you know, your joke isn't appropriate, then she's probably going to be turned off.
For sure.
This topic has so many intricacies to it.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to end on this sexual bucket lists.
Ooh, yes.
Things you want to do before you die sexually. This, I mean, depends who you're talking to, right? But like, this could get crazy. Are there any things you've seen or heard that are just like incredibly fascinating?
As far as sexual bucket list,
I have one. If you get stuck,
go ahead, Mike.
All right, so ever since I was like, does it involve
mozzarella sticks?
Afterwards, always. Since I was like 16 years old, I always wanted to like float in like a seated sexual position from a large bundle of balloons.
Have you seen Up?
The movie Up, yeah. For example, like I saw that movie and instead of like being like an older man and woman in a house, like I was just like in a seat, like having sex, like floating through the sky, like, hey, hello down there. You know, we're fucking.
That's the first I've ever heard. I was ready.
Flying sex. Like mile high club type stuff, but without the plane.
You ruined Up. Single-handedly.
Hey, maybe it's just me.
Have you heard anything like this?
I've heard a lot of sexual adventures that have to do with role play, basically bringing in new elements, threesomes, not that threesome is the fantasy or bucket list, but you know, with someone that's unpredictable that you wouldn't expect. So I like hearing things that are probably the more taboo that are the sexual bucket list items.
Interesting.
Like having sex with two sisters or, or two brothers. Whoa. If you're a female.
Hey, I have a brother.
Whoa.
Ladies.
DM.
No accepting applications.
All right. This is crazy interesting. Thank you for talking with us today.
Definitely a
very fiery podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you did, make sure to, what is it? Subscribe. You can like subscribe to the podcast, the Impulsive Podcast, which by the way, again, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we're going to educate you entertainingly.
Edutainment.
Dr. Shannon Chavez. Seriously, thank you.
Chavez.
That's what I said. thank you for putting up with us today. Yeah.
Thanks especially for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Of course. Guys, we will see you on Wednesday. I love y'all. Thank you for watching. Take it easy. Peace.
I don't want that girl who gets a car for her sweet 16, who spends a stack of dollar bills on a limousine. I want that girl who takes a bus and who wears baggy jeans, rocking Nike Airs. What the hell are low batteries? Don't want no fake tits, short skirt, daddy's money don't work. Shop until you drop on the town.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.